The question today is, why do you repeat the same things so much? Well, I have to say I repeat the same things so much because the Bible does. In fact, the Bible says this in the book of Isaiah, chapter 28, verse number 10. He said, "For precept must be upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, here a little and there a little." Now, that seems a lot of repetition there, doesn't it? He said that in verse number 10. But then Isaiah turns right around in verse number 13 and said, "But the word of the Lord was unto them precept upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, here a little and there a little." Now, repetition was necessary in that day. In fact, the reason we repeat so much is because the Bible basically says there's nothing new under the sun. The preacher said this in the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 1, verse number 9. "The thing that hath been, it is that which shall be, and that which is done is that which shall be done, and there is no new thing under the sun." If someone says, "I've got something new," it's probably not true, because there's nothing new under the sun. Now, you might have a new slant on it. You might have a new insight on that and be able to deliver that. But, folks, I want to tell you, the reason we repeat so much is because it's the Bible does. The Bible repeats. And it's something that we need to repeat. Actually, all we can do is repeat what Paul said, what Peter said, what some of the others said. Well, somebody said, "You preach the same message so-and-so preached." Well, I don't mind you preaching what I preach because I don't claim any originality. I'm not original. God's original. And he gave us the Word. He gave us the truth. And He said, preach the Word. Be instant in season, out of season. Reprove, rebuke, and exhort. And with all long-suffering and doctrine. And to do that, there's got to be repetition, because there's repetition. In fact, some of the same verses are in different books and different places, the same identical verses. So there's repetition and repeating that so that we may learn. Do you not know that the world uses repetition? Sure it does. I mean, your advertisement on your television uses repetition over and over. You know why? That's so that it'll set up on imprint your mind, imprint your brain, if you please. They say that every time you hear something, there's a small indention comes in your brain, and then you hear that same thing again. That indention gets deeper and deeper until it's part of you. It's something you've memorized. It's something you remember well. And I'm afraid that we don't have enough repetition of the things of God. We have repetition of the things of the world, but not the things of God. Well, you take the shows on TV. Many times they'll show them 1 week, and 10 weeks later they'll show them again. And you don't want to hear the same message many times. But preacher, you preach the same message, or at least you may label it different, but it's the same thing at times. And I understand that, because there's nothing new under the sun. In fact, Peter said this in the book of 2 Peter, chapter number 1, verse number 12. He said, "Wherefore, I will not be negligent to put you always in remembrance of these things, though you know them and be established in the present truth." He said, you know it. You're established. You've been saved. And he's talking to the saints, by the way, there. And he said, "Though you're even established in that, I still will not neglect to put you in remembrance of this." And he goes on to say, verse 13, "Yea, I think it is meet, as long as I'm in this tabernacle, to stir you up by putting you in remembrance." And so he said, as long as I'm alive, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to keep putting you in remembrance of what you already know, what you've already experienced, and what you're already established in. You see, it don't bother people if you're saved to hear the truth about salvation. And I know we deal a lot with specifics about real salvation. And the reason we do that is because there's so many, many people have had a profession that they're depending on that think it's going to gain them entrance into heaven, when in actuality, there's not even real salvation involved in that. So we have to deal with specifics on salvation so that you'll know how to examine, so that you've got a measuring rod. You've got a plumb line, as Amos spoke about, so that you can measure up against it. And that takes line upon line, precept upon precept. It takes a calling to remembrance again and again, repetition, because we know we've been here several years in the church at New Hope Baptist, and yet there's still some who have never really looked at exactly where they're at. They've never, or at least they've not made mention of it. They've not brought it to light yet. They're still holding on to some profession because they'll not obey the light they've got. And as a result, they need the repetition of what real salvation is. Now, I think sometimes what happens in a place like our place at the New Hope Baptist Church, where the truth is preached and practiced so much, that many times people, it becomes commonplace. And you can many times have much more even moving in some other churches where you go off where they've not heard the truth. They respond to that seemingly in a quicker way. But folks, the preaching of the truth doesn't bother the saints of God. Preaching it again and again and again, it calls them to remembrance so that they can rejoice in those truths. But Peter said, I'm going to stir your mind up to it. So therefore, we're going to have to preach and keep on preaching those repetitious things over and over and over. Well, for instance, Jesus said, love your brethren, love your neighbor as yourself. Love, love. And yet Paul turns around and he says the same thing over and over in book after book to the saints at Ephesus, saints here, and saints at Rome and whatnot. Many of the saints, he said, love, love, love. And then John spoke about loving all throughout the book of John, but also in the book of 1 John, 2 John, 3 John. There's still the mention of love at many times throughout the books, the whole Bible. Now, why in the world did they keep on, some would say, harping on loving one another, loving one another, loving one another? Well, the reason they kept on preaching it is because man didn't do it, and they need to hear it over and over again. I heard a story about a preacher one time who went to a new church. He's a young preacher. He preached a message on Sunday morning after they called him his pastor. He preached the message that morning, and then he turned around that night, preached the same message, turned around Wednesday night, preached the same message, come back on the next Sunday morning, preached the same message, and people, finally one of the deacons went up to him and said, son, don't you have any more messages? He said, oh, yes. But he said, well, why are you preaching the same one all the time? He said, because you haven't done that one yet. And so sometimes maybe we'd be better off to preach the same message again and again and again. Even though we do in a different way, we still have repetition because it's necessary. In fact, as I said, the advertisements on TV will cause your children to go into a store and they'll say, Mom, buy this kind of cereal, buy this kind of that, because the repetition has been there until they hadn't forgotten it. In fact, the business when the children of Israel come out of bondage, or were going out of bondage, going in to the land of Canaan, fixing to, Moses said this to him as he gave him the law in Deuteronomy. Deuteronomy means second law. It's really the same law, just repeated, but it's repeated to a different group. And sometimes we repeat things because there's new people come in and people who haven't heard. And I remember one time a person saying, after several years of my being at New Hope Baptist Church, she made a profession of faith, and she said, I heard that for the first time. And people were upset because of the fact that the former preacher had preached the same thing and said, well, I know he preached that. Why is it? Well, she had ears to hear. So there's repetition so that you can, when God gives you an ear to hear, you can hear. If you hadn't repeated it, you would never have heard it. So therefore, and I think that's the reason sometimes preachers leave so quick from one church to another. Don't stay very long because they run out of things to preach because they're almost feel bad about going back and repeating the same messages again. He said, remembrance. I'll call you to remembrance, line upon line, precept upon precept. In fact, the Word of God tells us there in Deuteronomy, as I started to say a while ago, in Deuteronomy chapter 6, Moses said this in verse 6, these words which I command thee this day shall be in thine heart, and thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children, and shalt talk of them when thou settest in thine house, and when thou walkest by the way, and when thou liest down, and when thou risest up. And thou shalt bind them for a sign upon thine hand, and they shall be as frontlets between thine eyes. Thou shalt write them upon the post of thy house, and on thy gates. In other words, keep it before the children, day and night, time and time, and time again, line upon line, precept upon precept. Why? Because they need that so that there becomes an indention in their brain that they might retain that and remember that. Then they could be like the psalmist spoke about in the book of Psalms, chapter number 77, verse number 6. The psalmist said, I call to remembrance my song in the night. I commune with mine own heart, and my spirit makes diligent search. Listen, when the lights are out and you hadn't got the Bible to pick up, you've got to have something indented in your mind to have a remembrance or commune with your own spirit and your own heart upon the bed in the night hour and make diligent search. You've got to have that repetition. It's got to be an indention, if you please, up there. And the psalmist went on to say down in verse number 10 of Psalm 77, "And I said, this is my infirmity, but I will remember the years of the right hand of the Most High. I'll recall them again and again." And in verse 11 says, "I'll remember the works of the Lord. Surely I'll remember thy wonders of old." In other words, he called them to remembrance. And that's what God wants us to do, to remember. Remember where you came from. To remember what you was. I know when God saves you and forgives you, He forgets and makes you a new creature in Christ. But I want to tell you what, this time, you don't need to forget where you come from. And to do that, you need to hear it again and again and again. And it doesn't bother people to hear the truth if they really say it. So if you hear somebody kicking up, "Well, our preacher preaches the same thing all the time," it's probably the real root problem is you haven't got a heart that can rejoice in those truths of God again and again, line upon line, precept upon precept. In fact, the old songwriter, I wrote it down like this, and the song is, "Tell me the old, old story." And this is what it says. He said, "Tell me the old, old story of unseen things above, of Jesus and His glory, of Jesus and His love. Tell me the story simply as to a little child, for I am weak and weary and helpless and defiled." Second verse says, "Tell me the story slowly that I may take it in, that wonderful redemption, God's remedy for sin. Tell me the story often, for I forget so soon. The early dew of morning has passed away at noon." The third verse, "Tell me the same old story when you have cause to fear that this world's empty glorying is costing me too dear. Yes, and when that world's glory is dawning on my soul, tell me the old, old story. Christ Jesus makes me whole." And then the chorus says, "Tell me the old, old story. Tell me the old, old story. Tell me the old, old story of Jesus and His love." So the songwriters repeat. Have repetition, and they repeat so much. And the Bible repeats. So the question, why do you repeat the same thing so much? Because the Bible does. Line upon line, precept upon precept, here a little, there a little. And Peter said, "Call to remembrance, I'll call you to remembrance, that you already know and are established in, and because we repeat it, because there's nothing new under heaven." May God help us to keep repetition before us of the things of the Word of God, that they may become a part of us, that we can commune with them upon our bed and commune with them in our heart in the night hour. This is Edgar Lee Pascal, host of Ask the Pastor, saying good day to you until we meet again on the air or in the air. May the good Lord bless you is our prayer. In Jesus' name, amen.